The Daily Chaplet to God our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearest God, our Father, I humbly ask that on my journey home to you, your holy angels protect and guide me, that your blessed saints in heaven intercede for me, and that your suffering souls in purgatory pray for me, as I pray for them now.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, my God and my Savior, you loved me so much you died for me on the cross, so that I too could return to our Father in heaven. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Through your Holy Eucharist, please sustain me and be present with me on my journey home to you.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, my God and my Sanctifier, Jesus sent you to me for my journey back home to the Father. Please purify and refine me. Fill me with your divine light and love, so that the presence of God may dwell with me and in me.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The first major octave. The disobedience and exile of God our Father's children. Let us meditate on Adam and Eve's choice not to do God our Father's will, their exile from the paradise he created for them, and our Father's promise that the woman, Mary, would someday triumph by crushing the head of the serpent that seduced them into disobedience.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In offering,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In repentance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In my inheritance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In saying my yes,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In fidelity,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In consecration,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. The second major octave. The presence of God our Father in the Old Testament era. Let us meditate on God our Father's presence among us during the Old Testament era.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In offering,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In repentance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In my inheritance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In saying my yes,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In fidelity,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In consecration,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. The third major octave. the fiat of Mary, our Mother. Let us meditate on Mary's triumphant fiat, her yes to God's will, and how she became the new ark, a living tabernacle for the newly manifested presence of God, Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Savior of God our Father's children.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In offering,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In repentance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In my inheritance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In saying my yes,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In fidelity,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In consecration,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. The fourth major octave, the fiat of Jesus, our Savior, Son of God and second person of the Holy Trinity. Let us meditate on Jesus' fiat, his yes to God's will, and how God our Father sent Jesus to save us and to bring us back home to him.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In offering,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In repentance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In my inheritance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In saying my yes,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In fidelity,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In consecration,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. The fifth major octave, the sending of the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier, Spirit of God, and the third person of the Holy Trinity. Let us meditate on how Jesus, after completing his mission for God our Father, asked him to send the Holy Spirit, a newly revealed manifestation of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit was sent to lead us on our journey back home to our Father, and to purify and refine us so that we could become living tabernacles of the interdwelling presence of God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In offering,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In repentance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In my inheritance,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In saying my yes,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In fidelity,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. In consecration,
I love you, Father,
and I give myself to you. The sixth major octave, the choice of God's prodigal children to return to their Father. Let us meditate on how we are all prodigal children of God our Father, and how He has provided every one of us with an opportunity to make a free will choice to return to Him.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In offering, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In repentance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In my inheritance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In saying my yes, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In fidelity, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In consecration, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you.
The seventh major octave, the fiat of God our Father's children, individually and as the body of Christ. Let us meditate on how, in consecrating ourselves to God our Father, and saying yes unconditionally to His will, we find our way home to Him. We become living tabernacles of the inner dwelling presence of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In offering, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In repentance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In my inheritance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In saying my yes, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In fidelity, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In consecration, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you.
The eighth major octave, the coming of the New Jerusalem.
Let us meditate on the eventual conclusion of our salvation history. The New Jerusalem promised in the book of Revelation, when heaven and earth will be transformed, when mankind will finally be fully restored to God our Father, and when God will manifest His presence and dwell with His children forever in a new way.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In praise, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In thanksgiving, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In offering, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In repentance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In my inheritance, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In saying my yes, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In fidelity, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you. In consecration, I love you, Father, and I give myself to you.
Closing prayer. Dearest God, our Father, I love you. I adore you. I worship you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.